This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody.
Ward, all right, Joe.
You got some serious South Florida news here, brother.
Hang on.
All right.
I don't know if this is in bad taste or not, but we discussed this back if this was in bad taste. Anyway, we do have some crappy news here coming out. Shams just tweeted out Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier was arrested today as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. Sources tell ESPN. The Eastern District of New York and FBI Director Kash Patel will hold a press conference at 10 a.m. Eastern to announce arrests from the investigation. So Terry Rozier arrested by the FBI early Thursday morning
now,
today.
Let's start with he didn't play last night. This thing was ongoing. I thought maybe it got kind of quiet that they kind of moved on from it, but that wasn't the case. Guy's making really good money. Didn't he make $20, $25 million a year?
Hey, man, you know it's never enough, I guess, right? I don't know.
What are you doing? I saw somebody recently did it, and then they found out they were just in debt and upside down with the amount of money they did make, and I don't know. They checked Terry Rozier's situation, but he has made a lot of friggin' money.
More gambling keeps getting regulated and all this, you know, everywhere. It's probably going to keep happening.
By the way,
to tell you.
Don't think you can beat it. Something doesn't look normal. Something all of a sudden on a prop bet.
Wish I could get some of that info, but don't tip us off. Just
what are you
a
saying?
Little, but
what are you saying? Terry should have just had all of us like, "Hey, man, if you guys will start talking more about me, I help you out on some bets." Oh God.
So anyway, 10 o'clock Eastern, they are going to
do a
press conference. Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, it's
stupid. Dumbass stuff. Anyway.
It is dumbass. It's really disappointing. But anyway, you want headlines?
Yeah, go ahead.
And now we get back to try to lighten the mood.
Boy,
with
the show sometimes is getting a little heavy. A little heavy in here. People, lighten up, Joe. You're bumming me out, man.
Anyway. Not every day you have one of your players arrested by the FBI for gambling. But
no, that's by the way, the Heat is, it's so funny. The Heat, what has happened with Jimmy Butler and now this? This is not like Heat basketball stuff, man. It's quiet. It goes years and years where you don't know anything. It's like the perfect family. Anyway, what a guy.
I don't think I might be wrong on this, but I don't know if any of this happened when he was with the Heat. I think this is all like with when he was with Charlotte.
Boy, they're going back that far. He's been here for a couple years now.
So the thing is with these investigations, I've showed you some of these videos. People start to go back,
yeah,
and they show the old videos. You could see some of these guys dogging it on some certain.
Gotcha.
But
something didn't look right the way you're playing tonight. You just look a little off.
It's just peak stupidity, man. Like, right. We had that other guy
fake injury
who, like, doesn't play.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, people are betting $1 million on his point total.
Right.
Like yeah. They don't think you're going to get flagged.
Right. Well, you're not one of the main players. They'll never get you. Anyway, what do you got? What else you got, Woody?
Remember how good Terry was, too?
He was good on a bad team. He was good on a bad team.
Luter and Araya, you're going with.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Boy, that.
All right, get past it. All right. Come on. You're doing good. You're doing really well.
Back to some lighter crap. Vanderbilt, Joe. You watch game day, right? You like game day.
I do.
The McAfee kicking contest has become like the big thing on game day, right?
Yes.
So Vanderbilt decided they would have their kickers train a bunch of students to get ready for this thing here.
Yeah. How do they go about, have they ever said how they go about finding that student that's in the engineering department or?
Yeah. The last guy that I saw they brought up there, it just wasn't even close.
No.
And then they go, here's a second chance for $1 million. And it's
they
look even worse
than
the first time.
Right.
Yeah. In other news, Roger Goodell, not trying to get anyone riled up here this morning, but Roger Goodell said that they will not be changing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny is in.
Keep going.
Mark Sanchez. I don't know.
You know how to handle that Bad Bunny thing.
I know.
I'm going to question if you're a good American.
Very messy out here. Right. Hey, you know what, though, man? Look, if you're having a bad day, I told Jamie this. I said, if you're having a bad day, it could be worse. You could be Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez.
We should do one of those every day.
If you're having a bad day, it could be. Somebody texted us yesterday that we need to bring back Bum Wednesdays. Do you remember Bum Wednesdays?
Yeah, we had Bum Wednesday.
We might have to do that. Maybe next Wednesday we'll bring back Bum Wednesdays.
We used to have Ass Clown. We used to have the great Ass Clown. We did Ass Clown for a while.
I like a good Bum Wednesday. We'll do that. We'll start doing that.
No, she told me Ass Clown was okay. She had a problem with the ass and the.
Yeah, I know.
The whole,
all the other stuff you
she
say.
She liked the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thought that was.
Well, if people are offended by you on the air, they should hear you off the air.
I'm getting better. I'm working on Joe Rose, folks. I'm working on me.
You have calmed down over the years, but you're still.
I got some things I'm working. I got some good people in my life who are working hard on me, too, and I appreciate it.
Anyway, if you're having a bad day, you could be Mark Sanchez. His stab wounds were so I can't even do this. His stab wounds were so bad that he couldn't even make it to his court appearance for his multiple felonies that he's getting charged with here. So
he got stabbed, and yet he's going to be the one going to jail. That's a hell of a deal. But I got to tell you, have you seen some of the unnamed sources of people that went to school with him at USC and stuff? Nobody's got good things to say about Mark Sanchez, including this one. You never want to be known, and I've been around him, and everybody that's listening to us, a guy that can handle his liquor, that's a mean drunk. And we've worked with him. We've had him in our life. I got in an accident with one. It was my fault. I got in a damn car with him. Yeah, they're mean, and they're like bad dudes, man. Like two completely different personalities. They say Mark Sanchez, that guy.
Mm.
Anyway.
You think Terry rats?
Oh, my God.
On others, you think he goes rat to shorten his sentence? Or like?
Yes, if he has to, yes, in a heartbeat, yes.
Lou Gehrig's final Yankees jersey.
Same day with same deal with drug guys, by the way. Drug guys, you got something good going. One of the key guys that gets busted, and they tell him you're getting ready to do 20 years. Almost every one of those dudes get a rat. Find a new home and rat.
Did you ever watch the Tim Donaghy?
No.
Doc on Netflix?
I didn't care about it, no.
Well, you may have to. He went to jail.
How many years did he do? You know?
Enough.
Just enough, okay.
It was probably tough for him in there.
I hope Terry Rozier saves some money because, yeah, he won't be able to get a job at Publix when he
Donahue
gets out.
Donahue got 15 months in jail.
All right.
Yeah, I think he ratted, though, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
He went full rat.
After his cooperation with authorities.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
he went full
there you
rat.
Go.
Maybe partial rat. Anyway, Lou Gehrig's final Yankee jersey sold for $2.7 million.
God, Lou Gehrig. Whatever. One of the greatest speeches of all time, man. Famous to this day.
What else is going to go on this morning? What else
know.
Can go wrong?
Why'd you
here?
Even throw anything else? You, Terry's in your head now, man, the whole Terry thing. He didn't, by the way, did not play last night.
I value integrity when it comes to my gambling.
Hey, by the way, I know. You're just full of just your leadership here is phenomenal. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We got Chris Perkins going to join
leadership?
Us. Yeah, your leadership has been great.
You got leadership on the mind.
Chapman Partnership.
You want to guess what the line is for Heat Grizzlies tomorrow night?
At home.
In Memphis.
Oh. When do they play at home? Next
Sunday.
Sunday. That's the game I'm going to.
You're going to that game?
I'm trying to.
No.
I'm no. Oh, Memphis, four. 4-point favorites.
No, I'll say it's probably what it was opening night. 7.5.
That's 5.
They only lost by 4 to the Magic.
Over under Norman Powell.
21.
21.5.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
17.
19.5.
Oh.
This will be a high-scoring game.
Terry Rozier, 3-5 years.
You ain't worth a damn.
I didn't feel good about that joke.
Oh,
Terry Rozier, time served.
They get $26 million back if he gets convicted or something. I saw that.
Be funny if they testify against him.
Saw him on his phone at halftime.
Tell you
once.
What, this guy always had questions about him.
What could they do? Like, I keep reading it. Can they do something with that money now the season started?
Not yet, but they're going to void
you would imagine.
All that stuff. That's not going to count a dime against them. They're going to get it back.
Now they can. Now it's in the trade talks, trade deadline stuff. Hey, we might got action.
Well, trade for who?
I don't know, but some.
Oh,
action.
I thought you were suggesting they trade Terry Rozier.
No.
Who's trading for him? Rikers?
You might not have to move as many pieces if you get $26 million back, and you
correct.
Could and bring in some. You know, we
correct.
Need.
I don't know what the machinations on that would be.
No, I mean, if his contract gets voided, obviously huge news for the Miami Heat. I mean, you're well below the salary cap.
But in other words, can you use that 20? You know how you have to match contracts. Does the 23 apply to, you know what I'm saying?
Like, do you just all of a sudden now you're flexible with $26 more million dollars?
Well, in other words, could you trade a $20 million contract for a $46 or $43 million contract and just throw in?
But all that is confusing now with the aprons, because teams that operate above the first apron, in the first apron, can't receive more salary than they're sending out. But if you're under the luxury tax in the first apron, you can. You can receive more salary coming in. But to your point, I don't know if it's just as simple as, hey, Terry Rozier, we're voiding his contract because he's been indicted by the FBI or convicted by the FBI. Congrats, you have $26 million at your service
now.
Well, I don't know.
I think you'd have it to sign free agents, but I don't think you'd be able to utilize it against other salaries to bring someone in.
That's interesting.
But against other salaries, I don't see what you mean. If teams are above the first apron and you're trading, in a trade scenario, the Heat would still have to trade somebody. And if the Heat are not a luxury tax team right now, it's why they waive Precious Achiuwa. They don't want to be a repeater tax team, because if you do it 4 out of 5 years, the penalties are extremely harsh now in the NBA. They're operating below the salary or the luxury tax. They can receive more money back than they're sending out. So even if they're trading with teams, most teams are operating in that first apron, the Heat are sending less salary. It works.
Interesting.
And Miami has more leeway now because they would have more cap space. But I just don't know if it's that simple, where the NBA says, okay, Terry Rozier's contract off the books. starting now before the trade deadline, you have $26.5 million more in cap space. I don't know. Like, I don't know if there's precedent for this in the NBA. I guess Jonte Porter, but like, he was making peanuts.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sign Asia Wilson.
Call Jimmy. Can you call Bobby Marks? Just ask him about the machinations. Thank you.
VJ Edgecombe. Did you know him?
He got drafted.
Yeah, but I did not know him.
Did you know him?
I didn't.
But yeah, I mean, you know VJ Edgecombe.
You didn't know.
Where did he play?
Edgecombe.
With the Sixers last night.
No. No, don't look it up now, Jake. No.
Oh, look at him typing in.
No. He's looking at it. You're such a fraud. You are such a fraud.
From the Bahamas.
I love how he thinks he's going to stall. He's like,
Baylor.
You mean, where did he play in college? All of a sudden, he's Ray Charles at the beginning. You are such a fraud.
You've never heard of BJ Edgecombe in your life.
Baylor. The Bears.
You're looking at it.
From the Bahamas.
Why can't you say, no, I hadn't heard of him?
I've been reading Jeff Fox's tweets.
You think we're going to care?
Jeff Fox has been tweeting about him or posting on Facebook from the Bahamas.
Unbelievable. You are a fraud. You should go to jail.
Solana Rozier.
The Chauncey Billups stuff. I shouldn't say the Chauncey Billups stuff. Damon Jones is involved in this as well. But some of the details from the FBI investigation into that side of today's
the poker
findings out the poker situation is genuinely some of the most interesting, fascinating things ever. The FBI says defendants utilized cheating technologies, poker chip trays that read cards through hidden cameras, special contact lenses and glasses that could read bark cards, and X-ray poker tables
that could read
cards face downs. Marked cards.
Oh, I thought you said barked cards.
I thought he said parked cards. I
was like, what?
There's no way you said marked cards.
Read marked cards.
About five things you may have said. None of them were marked cards.
The FBI says that the defendants robbed a victim at gunpoint to acquire a rigged shuffling machine. This is literally straight out of The Sopranos.
No, this is movie stuff. It is wild. Who knew that there were glasses that would even do something like that? But even better, contact lenses. Because I guess glasses, you go, hey, I've seen you coach for years, Chauncey. All of a sudden, he's got these big giant glasses on. You're like, Chauncey, I've never seen, but contact lenses, I mean, brilliant.
I'm going on the positive side of this. What if they were doing the cheating and they just said, Chauncey, we'll give you some money to bring some rich people to gamble in our casino?
Sure. That could happen.
That's what I'm hoping that happened. I'm hoping Chauncey wasn't messing people over.
He's not the brain trust behind this operation. I mean, Chauncey Billups isn't the ringleader of the...
I think it's probably exactly what Crowder says because it wouldn't make any sense. He's made so much money in his NBA career. Again, you don't know what anybody's done with their money. You can lose money as quickly as you can make money. But it's hard for me to believe that they approached Chauncey Billups and said, how would you like to wear contact lenses that see through cards and you'll win a lot of money and you'll share the winnings with it? Like, that just seems like, I don't know, bad use of your time. Like just have him there to get the guys in.
It seems like Damon Jones, who is responsible for the Miami Heat losing Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals, which is why I have no problem with him serving time.
Damon Jones is so great. I love Damon Jones.
You want to talk about somebody deserving time, go watch Game 7 at the Kaseya Center Eastern Conference Finals. Damon Jones blew that game. It seems like he invites Chauncey. This is how I've pictured in my mind. He invites Chauncey Billups to come play these poker games, and people... High rollers are coming in with the idea they're playing with Damon Jones and Chauncey Billups, former NBA players, current NBA coaches. And the whole thing is a ploy behind the scenes by the people setting up the game to steal money and to cheat the game.
But why is Chauncey arrested?
You don't know yet.
I was going to say, because I've been paid to be at a casino before. Like, they've paid me an appearance fee. It wasn't $50,000, but I got a couple grand to be at a casino. I don't know what that casino's doing with those cards or sunglasses or tables.
All that stuff, obviously, is what comes out in a trial. If you're an unwitting pawn, if you're not an unwitting pawn, it could be something like, hey, if you can get some high rollers in here, that's what we're looking for. We're going to kick back to you X amount of dollars for whatever the rake is that night. And then you may not know the extent of how they're being cheated, but you're in on the ruse.
Yeah, it's why the Terry Rozier thing, you read the statement from his lawyers. It is, again, this is all alleged, and they're indicted, they're being arrested, but they're not being booked here, right? Like, it's not...
Right, there's still a trial.
There's still a trial, but if they can prove some of the stuff on Terry, again, alleged, but it's damning, that he told these defendants, the guys that the FBI has been watching for the past 4 years, hey, I'm leaving this game early, on March 23rd, 2023, and then they're alleging that after the game... the guys cashed in thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in profits, and they counted it at Terry's home. If they can prove that, like,
then you're dead to rights.
Yeah, you can't just say I'm.
But the other side of the story, which is something that we had talked about before they all got arrested, was if Terry Rozier is talking to the trainer and he says, "I don't think I can go tonight. I'm going to give it a shot, but I'm not feeling like I'm going to be able to be." Competitive out there. If the trainer then calls a friend of his and says, hey, I don't think Rozier is going to last but 3-4 minutes in this game, and then that person calls someone, well, in that scenario, Terry Rozier is an unwitting pawn in a, you know, an investigation that has a lot of tentacles to it.
Yeah.
But if it's not that, if it's, hey, I'm coming out after 6 minutes, do with that info what you want, like, well, then you're participating. But again, the trial is where you'll hear everything. Yeah.
And then everybody counted their money at Terry's house. Come on.
And we didn't. I count.
We used to go over there after the show
on
Fridays.
You remember how many times we go, hey, T. Rose, where's that counting room? All right, anything else in the headlines? DBJ is going to join us.
You were making 200 grand, huh?
Not at his house. I was counting it slow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Uh,
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines here this hour, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Miami Heat's back in action tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. 8 o'clock is your tip-off tonight. What do they call it? Place the FedEx Forum? Is that what they call it?
Didn't it change?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No, I think it's still the FedEx Forum. Let's see. Grizzlies Arena. FedEx Forum.
Boom. How about that?
Hey, look at this guy.
Look at that.
He knows his stuff.
People still FedExing?
I went to FedEx the other day.
Did you?
I went to you.
I'm a UPSer.
My mustache.
Whoa. Okay. I didn't know it was you.
So
I thought we just had another new producer.
No, it was me the whole time.
It depends. Like, sometimes I'll go to UPS and, like, something that I know at FedEx will cost, like, $25, $30. They'll charge $70. And I'm like, all right, never mind. But now you can go to the mailing places that do both.
Mm. I went to UPS and they're like, you should go to the post office.
Yeah.
I was like, are you sending me somewhere else?
Yeah.
Going to the post office is a trip now, man. That's crazy. I'm like, I feel like I step back in time when I go to the post office.
Dude, that line, and the post office is the only place in the world where no matter how simple you think the person in front of you has it, it's always complicated.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like, it's...
So that game gets going tonight, 8 o'clock, 6:45 is preheat. Waiting on, I believe, I'm waiting to see if we got any quotes coming from shoot-around. The Heat were getting a little pre.
Oh, you seeing if they ask, all you care about is whether they ask Bo?
They're going to ask Bo.
You think?
Of course. I don't know. He's not going to say
even if he says, don't ask me about the Terry Rozier stuff up front, do you think? See, I always think you got to be respectful.
People will be respectful, but I think that you still got to ask how the team's handling everything. Because I think
that's a terrible.
But it is a real thing. Like, you do have to ask. Like,
he wasn't playing,
dude. I understand, but he is friends with those guys. He was literally at Spo's house barbecuing with their kids the other day. Like, it's a weird thing.
Of course,
it's a weird thing that just happened to that team.
Of course, like it's unfortunate. But here, it's the personal part of it, like your friend, not your teammate.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hope
yes
it works out for
no,
your
that,
friend.
But I think that's what it's one of those things that's kind of undersold on all of this is like, man, awful that Terry's going through it too. Like I saw he's there with his mom at the course. That's a crazy that you got to put your house up. Nobody thinks this is going to happen. I saw that even this past week, and I was reading an Iris column that like he thought, like Iris was talking about getting cleared. He wrote, and he thought that he meant for the investigation, and it was about his hamstring. And I was like, oh, my God. That like to have that went over
so,
you.
So just imagine that might be why he was playing so bad because that weight was maybe, still on him.
That's maybe. What I was thinking.
If you just mentioned the word cleared and he thought it was about that.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Then it was on his brain the whole time.
But yeah, you got to ask like how even Steph was asking. They were all answering questions about it last night at the Warriors game. Like everybody was asking about this.
Yeah,
like this is the thing they were talking about it yesterday on Inside the NBA. You see, Chuck and Kenny got into it. Usually, it's Chuck and Shaq.
No,
for sure.
Yeah. This was Kenny Smith yesterday on Inside the NBA.
We have to realize gambling is an addiction. So, the addiction of it. It's what makes you make illogical decisions. So not because you make $9 million. There are people who are making, the FBI director said, there's a man who lost $1.8 million. That means he has a lot of money. So he has an addiction to that. Those fish that they talk about that they were bringing in. So gambling is an addiction which can make you make illogical decisions regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your physical background, and regardless of your financial status. So let's understand that. And I disagree in terms of the NBA dropping the ball. This is an ongoing investigation. There's no way that any FBI or police even would come to anyone and say, hey, this is what we're doing. This is all the surprise element always makes it happen. So they cannot overextend the information that they're receiving. And this is about individuals. And last, and I'll let you talk, Chuck. I wish you would,
because you're making me mad right here.
Well, I could make you mad, and you could make me mad. I just have my opinion. You're going to have yours.
Okay, so Chuck was not happy. Because Chuck had said, he's like, I think the league dropped the ball on the Terry Rozier thing. He thinks that the fact that you cleared him in an investigation, you guys dropped the ball on that.
Right.
Here's what Chuck had to say about it.
Clear something up for me, Chuck.
I'm going to clear it up quickly.
I know, but I really just want this. You say the league dropped the ball on the Rozier part of
yes.
this? Yes. Because they had already looked at it and said we didn't have enough, but not on the Chauncey. They didn't drop the ball on
First
Chauncey
First of all, these are two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
It's two different things.
So the league dropped the ball Chauncey. On Rozier, you
Take
say.
Chauncey out the equation.
All right.
And the reason I'm mad at Kenny is, man, this ain't got nothing to do with them gambling addiction. This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid. Why are they stupid? You, under no circumstances can you fix basketball games. Under no circumstances. I love to gamble. The notion, like, Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information or taking himself out of games, how much is he gonna benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million. The notion he gave, how much of these guys he gave a head up, he took himself out of games on prop bets. How much money is he going to make?
Well, if he did that, you're proving my point.
What do you mean?
That, that's not a logical thought process. If you're making $26 million to try to win $50,000, like, that's illogical. So that you're proving my point.
No, that's not addiction. That's stupidity.
The same reason someone goes and uses drugs when they're in the NBA.
Drugs are addiction.
There's no gambling addiction?
No, yeah, they are gambling addiction. But the notion that you're trying to make sure these guys being addicted, you can't fix basketball games. This is separate from Chauncey, but the notion that guys are making all this money and giving information, come on, man, stop that. Ain't got nothing to do with addiction. That's just total stupidity on these two dudes' parts.
There you go. Last night on Inside the NBA.
Now, I'm not sure that here's the problem with all this. The fact that they're being lumped in together, even though they're two separate things. What? And that's the problem. See, Chuck saying these guys are stupid, right? They're two different situations.
Mm-hmm.
One is being accused of doing something during the game, and another one is not. One has nothing to do with basketball. And so to say both of these guys,
Chauncey is unnamed in the fixing of games thing. He's like an unnamed accomplice in all of it. The thing that he's getting indicted for though was the poker games where he was a lure for a lot of these guys.
So big games. If you're a lure, so you get the same charges as the. It's like the getaway driver.
Yeah, because it's like they're all getting wire fraud and all that type of stuff, and that type of stuff, and you know. But I think the thing that doesn't really ride with Kenny's point on the gambling addition is this isn't gambling.
Like, this isn't gambling.
It's fixing.
It's conning people.
Yeah, it's cheating. That's the problem. Right. You're not addicted to gambling. You're doing something. For whatever reason, because I don't know why Terry Rozier would get mixed up in something like that. Allegedly, this guy is a childhood friend that he was dealing with, and they maybe thought, like, hey, this is a victimless crime. Who's going to know, right? Like, I think that's probably – we're playing – like, if I could step into the logic of why you would do it, you're a childhood friend with somebody, be like, dude, you guys are tanking for Wembanyama. What does it matter? Your foot hurts? Why don't we not tell anybody your foot hurts? We bet all your unders. We make crazy money. And you're never going to get caught because who's going to know? Like, that's probably where I would get the logic of it. And if I was Terry Rozier, I'd be like, dude, can I just give you the $200K? But I don't know why you would do it when you make that kind of money. But that's the only type of place where I could go is you're influenced by it with somebody you care about or think you care about who says, dude, who's going to care if your foot hurts? Don't tell anybody. We'll make a little cash. tax-free, no one's going to know, on your info, and I can leak it to Johnny Thumbs over here and get an extra $100K.
Here's the other
thing. All, like, speculating about a dramatization,
yes.
By the way.
Yes.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly.
So, the other thing with Terry is that he's not gambling himself. Now, I will say this. The person that could fall into this is Damon Jones. Because he had gotten in deep from gambling.
That's what they reported, yes.
Right. And so he is the one that might have had the problem.
Right.
But these other two guys, their involvement really didn't have nothing to do with being addicted to gambling.
No, it didn't have to do with addiction. It seems like it had to do with greed. greed and bad friends.
I don't understand why. Think about this. How much money would you bet on a fight that was minus 1500?
I have to bet on the favorite.
Would you even bet on it?
No.
So that's my point, that if you make 20 something million and you're risking all that to win or to get 50 or 60 grand, it doesn't even, like.
But how many times do we hear about athletes, though, having the wrong people around them, right? Like,
yes.
What if he's got somebody who he's had
and that
you feel some type of like, all right, because like, yeah, who's going to care? Like,
right.
Who's going to care that I didn't play in a Hornets game?
Right.
The season's over. They want us to lose anyway. What do I got to do? Not tell the trainer my foot hurts?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I don't know, Leroy. I don't know what logic goes into that, but I know we hear that guys can get the wrong guys around them. They got idiots around them.
And do we know that Terry was involved?
What is in the indictment is that they were counting the winnings together.
But that doesn't mean.
But I don't know how they have proof of that.
Right.
I don't know. That's something that they are going to present. I would imagine.
That doesn't mean that Terry gave him information to go bet it. Maybe the guy was close and got some information, but that doesn't mean, you see, just because he was over his house counting his winnings.
Would guess he's not in handcuffs if they didn't have some good proof of it, though.
No, I know. And I'm just trying to, I guess, here's the problem. It's hard in our mind to see how somebody could go this route, but we don't know what they were thinking. And that's, you know, they say Leroy would throw a game for a lifetime Augusta. No, it wouldn't, dude.
Augusta?
Dude, let me explain something to you. Here's the part of all this that I have with all this. There is nothing that I've ever done in my life that I didn't try to win. Right? And that portion of it would not allow me to ever throw a game or nothing. I mean, I'm the grown ass man that you know slams the ball in an 8-year-old's face. Like, I've just been a competitor my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you have that in you to just say, I'm gonna give a L. No, sir. That's why it's hard for me to, because I don't even let my kids win.
Yeah.
No.
Well, listen, you've told me the stories about recruiting, too. Like, you didn't stay home, and it would have probably been easier if you would have stayed home at college.
Sure.
But you wanted to get away from stuff like that.
Right.
You know? Like, I don't know, dude. I don't know why people do the things they do. You know? It's a crazy situation. It's a crazy situation.
I can't really
wrap my mind around it, because it feels
now,
like you have the world. Like, if you're Terry Rozier and you had an $80 million contract, like, you made it, right?
Right.
And, like, if he didn't do this for the rest of it, we just saw DeAndre Jordan got $4 million to show up. So for the rest of his days, even with this stinker, Terry Rozier will probably get a $2 million payday for a couple more years if he wanted to. Like,
right.
Why you would do this? I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. The only thing I can say is you got bad people around you that would take you down.
And that's the hard part about it. We've heard stories about a lot of athletes who have their childhood friends around them, and they get caught up in some ridiculous, you know, stuff. It's unfortunate. You know what I mean? It's unfortunate because more than anything, I don't think Terry wants to be the person known as that for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part. However, like, man, when you... Here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I think happened. I'm going to be honest with you. I think they went to that so-called friend, caught him, right? Started asking him questions, and then kind of said, you can make it easier on yourself if you give up somebody, right? And so that's when you realize, and it's unfortunate that it takes something like this to realize, your friends are conditional friends. Because if it gets down to it, like, you need a friend like Barry Bonds had.
Oh, man. Greg Anderson?
Greg Anderson. Like, hey, Greg Anderson is notorious for being a good friend.
I like they said about Shohei's translator.
Oh, yeah.
I saw what that bookie said. He goes, you think that guy was making those bets? Take a break. Back after this.
Woody, that makes it sound even better, man, coming in with that. That's beautiful. We get ready to introduce David Weinstein, criminal defense attorney with Jones Walker. David, good morning, man, and thank you so much. Great having you on after the 10 o'clock press conference yesterday and everything that was laid out there. I got to tell you, man, and I'm a mob-loving, watch every documentary and show that's out there, going back to 70s and 80s, and I got to tell you how stupid I am. I thought they were all broken up, and to hear all the New York families that were that Terry Rozier or Chauncey Billups was involved with I was shocked.
Well, good morning, Joe. Always a pleasure to join you. But yeah, they're still out there, Joe. They didn't fade away. Just because you can use your phone to place a bet doesn't mean that there's still not some allegations about organized crime still out there.
Yeah, so let's get right to Terry Rozier. Boy, some of the things that came out, being indicted on charges of wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy. Each count carries no more than 20 years. You start adding this up, not to mention participating, like taking himself out of games, injured for these prop bets. How, when you put all that stuff together, how serious could this be for Terry Rozier? What could he be looking at?
He could be looking at a loss of a lot of money that he's got in the bank, and he's looking at some significant jail time. Joe, not as much as Chauncey Billups and the others because of the amount of money that was wagered in Rozier's case, but he's looking at somewhere in the range of about 5 years or more if he's convicted of something like this. Now, he can cut his time by cooperating and handing up other players who are doing similar things, and that's a choice he's going to have to make, but he's looking at a loss of money and some significant time in jail.
This is kind of a crazy one. The Chauncey Billups, you know, and I'm with everybody else. Terry Rozier, fact that he made $160+ million, I just makes no sense to me. But Chauncey Billups, a head coach for the Portland Trailblazers and involved with this, with these rigged poker games and everything, and then the mafia families being involved. Is there concern if he does, all these guys will get out, right? They'll be able to get out on bond. Is that correct? Probably. As long as they don't leave the country,
they've all got significant ties here. There are some allegations in that indictment about some extortion. So for a couple of the other defendants in that case, there might be an argument made that they're a danger to the community and they might stay in jail while they're waiting trial. But Billups and most of the rest of them, they'll be out on bond.
So is the federal government worried about the mob taking things in their own hand before this thing ever has a chance to go to trial? Or am I watching too many 80s movies?
No, you're not watching too many movies, Joe. I think there's going to be a concern here, given the breadth of the organization that people might be told not to talk and not to do anything. And so I think that the government is a little bit concerned about that.
How bad's this problem in sports from your side of seeing what's going on? I just feel like Woody and I were talking this morning. If it's these three guys, Damon Jones, a coach, and a guy that's still playing, making real good money, it must be more. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, Joe. I think a lot of us have been waiting for something like this to happen. This is not the first case. There was another case earlier involving another player who's peripherally tied to this with the same type of allegations. Yeah, as soon as you have the ability to place these in-game bets, so many prop bets going on, the slightest bit of inside information is going to change the way you're going to be able to benefit from all of this. And I think that this was something that was a long time coming, and not just in the NBA. I have to believe that there's some of this perhaps going on in some of the other sports too. Just the tip of the iceberg.
What could Chauncey Billups, when this all said and done, another guy made in his career, he was a great player, as you know, made over $100 million as a player. What could he be looking at for what he's being charged with?
He's looking at twice the amount of time that Rozier's looking at, because the allegation in this one is that they were able to bilk about $7.1 million out of all these poker players. And it's all about the numbers, Joe. That's what drives the guidelines in these cases. Lower numbers in Rozier's case, because the amount of money wagered and won was a little bit lower, but 7.1, that puts you up, you know, potentially in the 10-year range.
Gosh, you just you start to look at all this stuff. By the way, all the commissioners, I remember Roger Goodell with his Vegas thing before he obviously changed his mind, and they now have a team, the Las Vegas Raiders, but everybody was concerned when we jumped into this gambling, and the owners now own a piece of a lot of these gambling companies and everything else. Is there any way possible to completely police this? I don't think there is, right? Guys are always going to think they can beat this somehow.
There isn't, Joe. That's the way the system works. Everybody thinks you're always going to be able to beat it, and there's just not enough eyes and ears available to catch everything that goes on. Something's always going to slip by. And a lot of people thought that the illegal gambling would disappear and it would go away once you had this legitimized sports betting, but that hasn't gone away either.
You have seen stuff like this before in your line of work. And I'm always curious, doesn't everything come back to somebody blowing the whistle on somebody? They got somebody and they gave them not only names, but gave them things that happened to really justify what they're saying, and they could back it with facts. Is that correct?
It is, Joe. Look, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody who got caught, got put with his or her back against the wall, and they decided they needed to save their own behind and started talking and started giving information. There are a lot of good investigators out there, and there's a lot of good police work that takes place. But most of the time on cases like this, it all comes from inside information. You get something from somebody, you start listening in on their phones, you start intercepting their text communications, and then from there, it just snowballs. And that's what's going to be at the core of both of these cases. Not only inside information from people who are cooperating, but text messages and bank records and travel records and other things that corroborate what these people have to say. We heard from Rozier's lawyer saying that the witnesses are unreliable, and they may be.
Right.
But if the government has documents and other corroboration to back it up, juries find that those people are not so unreliable.
You think at some point where you get caught in a corner, I don't know if you've had clients who just like, hey, they got us. You start talking to most of these guys, end up talking. Would you be surprised if Terry Rozier or Chauncey Billups or Damon Jones started talking about what they know?
I think there's a very good chance. I think with Billups, I think it's greater because of the amount of time that he's facing. And Jones has got two cases now, so he's looking at a significant time. You know, as for Rozier, we've already heard what his position is from his lawyer at this point in time, which is, I didn't do anything wrong. The NBA cleared me, and that's what he's going to go going forward with it. But I think with Jones and Billups, I think that they're going to be given that opportunity, and they're probably going to take it up.
So the NBA obviously doesn't have the sources to go out and really evaluate these things like the FBI and the government does and the things that they can do. Is this a bad look for the NBA, or did they really do everything they could?
Well, let's see how they take a spin on it, Joe. And you'd be surprised at the resources that professional organizations have to go after and obtain information. They don't have subpoena power, but they have ways of getting people to talk to them, and they have former law enforcement working for them. But I think that the NBA spin at this point is going to have to be, not that we cleared him, but that rather we found something that was going on and we passed that information along to law enforcement to let them take care of the matter. I know that Rozier's lawyer at this point has said that he was cleared by the NBA. I don't know if they really cleared him or if they simply looked at what they were going to look at and then passed it on to law enforcement. Let's hear what the NBA has to say about that.
Again, you've dealt with the federal government, so you know how hard is it for these guys going to beat the federal government with the information they must have put together to finally come out and arrest these three guys?
Nothing's impossible, Joe. I have seen juries do very strange and very odd things based on, you know, this is from everything we've seen so far in the paper, in the press conference from yesterday, in the press releases. They've lined everything up. They've got a significant amount of evidence and corroboration and information, but nothing is 100%. But this one is looks to be, on paper, a pretty significant case against all of these defendants.
David, when you get one of these kind of cases, I'm not saying directly, but maybe in the same family of stuff, you ever get to a point with your client where you go, hey, man, I know what you're saying, but it's not adding up. I don't think we can win this. Let's go a different direction on this. Have you had to do that?
I've had those conversations, Chip. And it happens after you get a look at all the evidence and after you've had a chance to evaluate everything that's going on. But ultimately, it's the client's decision. I can give them advice,
right?
But it's up to them about what they want to do. And I simply show them the paths that they can go down. If they want to go down a cooperation path, that's up to them. But if they want to fight it, then you know what, Joe? Put on the suit and tie, we'll go to court, and we'll get 12 people who couldn't get out of jury duty trying to decide whether the government was right or whether they're wrong.
Yeah. Damn, David. This is unbelievable, man. This Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and you just feel like everybody. The other part of this was really interesting. Everybody's always known from down here. Damon Jones was good friends with LeBron James. I mean, they're good friends. They've been teammates and, you know, certain guys you like on your teams through the years, and sometimes you get a chance to play together more than once. What comes out of that now? Does that mean LeBron gets checked out because Damon was getting information? LeBron's such a great player that he could affect games in so many different ways, because I can't imagine LeBron, the way he plays, ever being involved in this, but now he's got to answer these questions, right?
Well, he's got to answer questions, but he's a victim here, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, Jones took that information and that friendship and the inside information he had, and he traded on that for his own benefit and used that to the detriment of, you know, potentially LeBron. But he's not involved in this from what it appears on paper. It appears that he's just a victim. And look, you can't pick necessarily your friends, but you know, you share a lot of information. You count on them not to take it and go out there with it. But you know, in reality, that case, the case involving Rozier and Jones, that one's no different than insider trading cases that the SEC prosecutes all the time.
Yeah.
You got a friend that gives you a tip on a hot stock, and you act on it. Well, you weren't supposed to give out the information. You weren't supposed to act on it, and that's what happened in that one.
I know last night, I don't know if you watched any of the NBA shows, they were talking about stupidity or addiction or greed. They could have thrown in the other one as greed with these guys making what they're making to do this. How would you take a look at this and how would you explain it? My wife even asked me, she heard what these guys had made. She goes, why would they do that? I mean, you know, everybody, most people out there that aren't in your business or my business going, why would they do this? What would be your take?
It's absolutely simply that, Joe. It's the greed. You've got it all. You got it sitting there, and somebody offers you a little more easy money. And you do it one time, and you get away with it, and you go, well, I'm only going to play this game for so long. And yes, I have a lot of money in the bank, but I got to always use a little bit more. Yeah. And I'm spending it. And you know what? I got away with it the first time. Try it again. Got away with it the second time. And then from there, you figure you're just never going to get caught. And these are all A-type personality people. Yeah. Who are always competitive and are always trying to be in the top. And they figure, I'll take a little more money, put it in my pocket. It's not an endorsement, but nobody's watching. Nobody's going to catch me, and I'm getting away with it.
David, great stuff, man. great stuff today. I really appreciate you coming on to talk about this. It's just a crazy, crazy story. So thank you and have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Even good luck to your Bills, man, on a little bounce back.
Oh, I thank you, Joe. Wow, things must be really low for you that you're going to wish my Bills good luck. But thanks. We'll take it. We need it. Yeah, got to get a win this weekend.
You get that run defense rolling. We got something in common.
Exactly.
Run defense. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Joe. Have a great weekend.
All right. David Weinstein, criminal defense attorney with Jones Walker. We've got to go to break. Got to try to be nice. This guy, nice enough to come on with us, spend a little time talking. What a crazy, crazy stuff, man. The mob? Damn. No, no, it's still going.
I feel like this is like your dream here, like the mob mixing with sports.
Crazy.
You love that mob stuff.
I do, man.
You can't get
in. I don't know if I like the cartel stuff more or the mob movies more. It's all real. It's just.
Well, what's your favorite movie out of all of them?
I actually like the documentaries. I like the actual.
You like the real life stuff.
I like that. Okay. They got some great mafia documentaries out of the families in New York. Some great ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, they busted them all. So they got half the hit guys now that they talked to after all these years. Because everybody ratted at the end of the day.
I don't know. You can't go wrong with Pesci and De Niro, though.
No, no. Those guys. Oh, no. Of course. Those are.
Throw a little Ray Liotta.
Going to Vegas. Yeah, when they went to Vegas. And
Casino?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good movie.
That's a good one. Nobody was safe there. Hey, by the way, we've got more stuff to get to here this morning. Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us. Mike Florio is still going to join us this morning with college and some pro football. Canes got a big one, got a bounce back in a big way, get that confidence back, figure some things out with Stanford. Got a little upset win over Florida State last week out on the West.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coast.
I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
They don't want it!
covered in Leroy. Ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy ain't Tobin. Host of the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about the motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large. So many more. 10 in the more. Never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more. 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
Top of the morning to you, Tobes.
It's good to see you, buddy, here on a Vice Shirt Friday. So we're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, which if you guys have never watched this before, you may want to, because it looks like we have an expert in studio with the Terry Rozier NBA gambling scandal. Who do we have the pleasure of having here on our, if you guys want to watch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Who do we have the pleasure of having here today?
Oh, thank you, Tobin and Leroy. It is Agent Froggy here. Just making sure things are clean around here. You know, we've been getting a lot of complaints, something about chili peppers. So I decided to come over here and make sure I clean things up.
What is that voice that you're doing?
What do you mean the voice that I'm doing is my natural voice?
What is that voice that he's doing?
Why is he talking like he's in an old Western?
Yeah, you say, I don't know what you're doing. It's kind of like the Godfather voice that you do.
No, I grew up in Connecticut. I don't know what you mean by the West and from the North. Don't worry about me.
That mustache has got 2 seconds left to stand. I also understood. I was like, dude, why does he
call him Harry LeBron?
Why does he have a Yosemite Sam mustache? He already has facial hair under there.
Oh, well, if you're just going to reveal my identity. It is I in the flesh.
Wow.
That's right.
How are you?
Sorry to trick you guys like that.
Good to see you here, buddy. I didn't even know you still had access to the building.
Well, you know, when you become a federal agent, you get access to a lot of different places.
Oh, really? That's how that works?
Oh, you went after that sign-on bonus with ICE?
Yeah. He fell for one of those text messages recruiting you?
Yeah, I needed ICE, and I realized it was for a different application, and long story short, I have a different job now.
Everybody is so happy and stunned to see you here. They're like, whoa!
I'm surprised they recognize that it was me. Also, does anyone have an extra key? Because...
Where did you get handcuffs?
Wait, and why are they kid size? You arresting little felons? Because look how little that is.
Sometimes maybe Tadpole gets a little out of line.
You know, gotta be ready for all occasions.
Bad boys, what you want to do?
Why
are those handcuffs so small?
I'm not sure, but they're cutting off circulation on my hand.
No kidding!
I desperately need a key.
Wow.
Oh, you don't have a handcuff?
No, but I figured one of you would be strong enough to get this off.
Okay. Well, we'll figure it out during the break. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. What was your reaction yesterday, Froggy, to all the happenings around the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier?
Wow. I'll tell you what, I think that the only way that I could react to this is with a top five double dip. It's gonna be the top five names that Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups should be using instead of their normal basketball nicknames.
Oh my god.
You double dip the chip.
We getting right into it.
He's got bits out of the box.
You dip the chip.
Been saving bits.
Took a bite. Like,
bits in reserve.
It's like Ichiro.
It's like Ichiro.
Swinging out of the box. All right. What are the top five names that Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups should be using instead of their real names?
All right. Let's start off with number five. Say hello to Chauncey Baccarat. We know what you're up to, dude. We know what you're up to. Coming in at number four, let's go ahead and try Chauncey Billup the Ante.
That one I like.
Billup the Ante, yeah.
That one I like.
Pretty good. Let's keep it going on the list. Coming in at number three, Cheatsy Billups.
can't trust them. X-ray tables, dude, a little much.
Did you see yesterday that Damian Lillard got very mad at Kevin Love for his jokey jokes on social media? So Kevin Love, obviously, he couldn't resist.
You know, he's sneaky good on social.
Well, like, he's good. He posted a meme of Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups as the Coldplay couple that got caught embracing each other. And Damian Lillard posted, he was in the comments. Let me see exactly, because he shamed Kevin Love. He goes, weak ass bleep. So he was very mad. Obviously, that is his coach currently.
Yeah, for sure.
Because Damian Lillard is a Blazer.
Not good. Not good.
I mean, like, that's normally how athletes deal with stuff like that, right? You could say it's too soon or too much or whatever.
He dropped a couple clips.
There's absolutely no malice in that, right? He's just trying to...
Well, he deleted it. Obviously, he thought there was enough malice that he should take it down.
Mm. Well, if he respects Chauncey Bill... I mean, if he respects Dame. So... It has more to do with respecting Dame than, you know, the jokey joke.
Also, it was your teammate last year.
Yeah, for sure.
He's probably not even thinking about Chauncey Billups. He's like, Terry Rozier will find it funny.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully he does.
Coming in at number two. You heard of Mr. Big Shot? Welcome, Mr. Big Pot. A lot of money being spent over there.
Mr. Big Pot.
And the final one.
Minus one.
No?
Terry Rozier, because it was a ruse.
Minus one. Yeah.
What about penitentiary Rozier?
Too much.
That's what I thought.
Too much. I don't have my too much silly sauce button ready, but it will be soon. Sorry. Oh. Man, what a time. What a time we're living in right now.
A wild time.
Wild times. Wild times. I'm sitting here, you know, and everybody's got a... You know, this has become the story, obviously, all over sports yesterday, which, by the way, the basketball has been awesome over the last, season. More double overtimes, more overtimes.
The first week of the season has been like it's the last week.
This has been incredible.
Where do we go from here?
The cup. Only down, because then everybody will start maintenance programming.
Yeah. We got maintenance week, too.
Yeah, everybody's got the fresh legs.
Isn't the NBA Cup, like, around the corner?
Who knows?
All right,
Who knows? Another Adam Silver genius idea.
It's true.
More insignificant tournaments and just covered in scandal. That's what he's
done.
Who
won it last year?
I think the Bucks. Did the Bucks win it last year?
Lakers, they beat OKC, right?
I don't remember. I don't see. Who cares?
This cup.
Right. Who cares?
Yeah, it was the...
I feel like the Bucks won it. The Lakers won it the first year. I think the Bucks won it last year.
You know what? I'm going to say stuff that I don't know, so I'm just going to stay quiet. I think you're right. I think it was the Bucks.
But then they beat OKC? Then they beat OKC in the...
They might have. I don't remember. I don't care about the in-season tournament.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, the Heat have not fared well in the in-season tournament,
Whoa. Let me get this straight. You fraudulent man.
Wow.
We'll see if you land the plane on this one.
Yikes.
So, you don't care about the in-season tournament, but you pay money for Eurobasket.
Why do you think that is? Try and put two and two together there. Who plays in Eurobasket?
Europeans?
No, who?
He's right.
Who?
Yeah, who plays in...
Who plays for who?
Yeah, but the actual Heat play in the cup.
Not really. They haven't made it out of. Did you just call him Vlad?
Yeah.
We look alike.
If you cut him
minus
in half,
one.
If I filleted you and cut you in half and used half of you, right, then you could be Vlad.
No, I just haven't seen the Heat. They haven't gone far in the NBA Cup for me to care.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Overall interest, it is still the NBA.
But I'll watch the games that are NBA Cup games. You can tell because they have those ugly ass courts that they use.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, have you cared about it? You didn't know who won either.
I did.
You kind of. Are we sure the Thunder played?
I think the Thunder was in the finals.
I have NBA Cup winners, Milwaukee Bucks. Did they win it 2 years in a row? That's what it's listed here. And then
it's only been around for 2 years, I think.
Yeah, but I thought the Lakers won it the first year.
I think the Lakers did win it the first year. Maybe they beat the Bucks. They might have beaten the Bucks the first year.
I hate this cup thing.
Yeah, it's just like it's so dumb. And by the way, the only reason the cup is around is because the Miami Heat made the finals. They're trying to we got to make this regular season matter. Jimmy Butler took a flamethrower to the regular season. He goes, this thing doesn't matter. I made the finals twice, and I basically coasted through regular seasons. So they're like, we better make this thing matter.
Okay, now I see the Bucks defeated Oklahoma City Thunder last year. In the first year, the Lakers defeated the Pacers.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. I was right.
How much did you watch?
Huh?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I watched as much as you did of Euro basketball.
No, because I watched a ton of Euro basketball.
Which is, again, my point.
It's not really a point that makes sense, though. I'm watching players who play for the Heat in Euro basketball.
But you didn't watch the Heat.
But I'm watching their players.
All right.
That Fontecchio, though.
Fontecchio was pretty good.
He was pretty good.
Pretty good.
He was pretty good. And you know what I realized? The Heat have gotten gotten a lot longer sneakily, right?
Not long enough.
Except for Davion and Drew Smith's not that tall.
Or good.
All right, calm down.
Just saying.
Dude, I'm going to tell you like
Take
this.
Take it easy.
Not for nothing. The Miami Heat love them some Drew Smith.
I don't understand.
It must be something about how he plays. His ability to play point guard, but they love what he does on the basketball court. I'm sorry you feel that way about Drew Smith, but there's people that, above all our pay grade, that really like Drew Smith and got excited when dude was back.
Yeah. Well, I'll be checking his Hard Rock app, too.
What?
Yeah. Agent Froggy doesn't play.
I don't understand what that means. So you're going to try and capsulate Drew Smith in scandal?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Carson Wentz.
What? Yeah.
Oof. You went all Carson Wentz on the situation.
Well, I mean, he got his ass kicked yesterday, too.
Not good.
Not a good game. Our run of Thursday night games has come to an end midseason.
And it seems like it was two teams that,
pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not like scrubs.
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings don't have their quarterback, or I guess they never have their quarterback.
They never have their quarterback.
But
what does that feel like? We know.
Yeah. Sucks. I don't think they have Van Ginkle either.
Yeah.
I did see Brian Flores yesterday, and I was like, I'm sorry.
You know what happens when you don't have Andrew Bain?
Oh, Aaron Rodgers pulled the Tobin.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Not a revenge game.
We played that yesterday.
No. I heard that.
Still.
You know what happens when you don't have Andrew Van Ginkle?
What's that?
Yeah, Andrew Van Stinkle.
Hey.
I'll see myself out.
It's good. It's good.
Thank you. Appreciate that. You think that's a point? Point for Tobin!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.